Construction on both the ACP and MVP has stopped under court orders, but protests continue.
Protecting our water, we shall not be moved.
About 3 dozen people showed up to remote Buckingham County to learn more about plans for a giant compressor station that would push natural gas through 600 miles of line.
Normally, every 60 miles, there's a little compressor station. This is the only one in Virginia, so it's a monster.
Kay Ferguson is also appalled by the proposed location of the compressor station.
In the middle of a rural African American community, some of these families have owned that land since before the end of the Civil War. They bought their freedom and this land, and it's full of unmarked slave graves. It's the starkest example of environmental racism that I have ever seen.
Critics say the plant will be noisy, create air and light pollution, but their county board approved it. So now residents here and all along the path of the Atlantic Coast and Mountain Valley pipelines are taking their complaints to court. And Greg Buford of the Southern Environmental Law Center says they've had some success.
There have been, of course, the two rulings from the Fourth Circuit throwing out the Park Service permit and the Fish and Wildlife Service permit.
And in September, he'll be back with two more suits against the state of Virginia and the U.S. Forest Service. Dominion says it will quickly address concerns and get permits back. But Buford and his clients say it won't be so easy to convince regulators that they can put a tunnel under the Blue Ridge Parkway and build miles of pipeline through a national forest without doing extensive environmental harm. Some proof came this summer when heavy rains washed rocks and soil into rivers and streams.
One of those violations was a mile of stream filled with 7 inches of sediment. It is likely impossible to build up and down Appalachian ridges and keep the mountainside on the mountain.
Which brings us to the banks of Licking Hole Creek in Crozet, where Dave Sly from Wild Virginia says under the Clean Water Act, the state has an obligation to do more.
Congress said we are reserving states' rights to protect their waters. So for Virginia to pass on its ability to look out for its own citizens is a real betrayal.
Virginia's Water Control Board will debate that point on Tuesday when it meets in Richmond. Already, Sly says the 11 board members have received more than 17,000 emails and letters on the subject.
The vast majority, of course, were form letters and emails, but there were some amazing and detailed reports from a lot of landowners.
The Department of Environmental Quality said its inspectors would be duplicating the work of the Army Corps if it were to study the places where pipelines might cross water. But Sly says Virginia has tougher standards than the feds.
We have what's called an anti-degradation requirement. That means if your waters are of high quality, you're not supposed to lower that quality.
All of which gives attorney Greg Buford hope that what some see as a pair of unstoppable pipelines can, in fact, be prevented.
Dominion wants the public to think that this project is inevitable, that it's well underway. But the reality on the ground right now is that less than 3 miles of pipeline have been installed.
And with two members of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission opposing construction, one of them a Trump appointee, he thinks the Mountain Valley Pipeline might also be history. I'm Sandy Houseman.